The year is 2023, and the world's number one YouTuber by the name of Mr. Beast all of a sudden puts out a video where he cures the sight in those that are blind, and people start commenting, who does this person think he is? Does he think he's a savior? And someone makes this interesting connection. Is he the Beast of Revelation? Is he the prophet of the Beast? Is it a coincidence, his name? And I hear these comments, and I think these people are ridiculous. They're jealous of someone that is helping a ton of people and he's getting recognition for. But then something changes. His number two man, his best friend of many years, someone that people have come to know and love as well, Chris Tyson, all of a sudden begins coming out that he is trans. And this becomes something on the world stage that everyone can see. Here's my prediction in terms of that. That small event is going to be something that's going to change history, because now the world's number one YouTuber is going to put forth this issue for everyone to evaluate, and all the young and everyone that loves him and has difficulty standing up against this issue, they're gonna go for it. They're gonna say, well, if his best friend is trans, then we have to accept it. And that's gonna put a spotlight on every single person that is against, namely you and I, the Catholic Church, and other conservative groups. And the persecution will begin. So strangely enough, perhaps, he is the prophet of the beast. So this is what you need to know about trans and the angels and the pill. Let's talk about this. But hey, before we continue talking about this, I have to tell you about today's sponsor, my wife, Rachel. She is a nurse trained in Marquette NFP. If you are someone who is struggling to have the children that God wants to send you, or you want to get to know your cycles and your body better, you need to reach out to her, and she's called her business Uniquely Mary NFP. I will put her email down here. Please contact her to have a one-on-one session with you and your husband so that you can better understand your fertility and have the family that God wants to send you. Now, back to our video. In the scriptures, you have kind of these two verses, and there's these two sort of quotes that talk about the devil. One of him saying, I will not serve. And then another line where it says, I believe in the Book of Wisdom, where it says, by the envy of the devil, death entered the world. And you have to ask yourself, what did the devil see that he was envious of? Now, a lot of mystics and other people will say that the devil was envious that humans were going to be raised to the level of God. Now, I would say that he did not necessarily know that yet, because that's a future thing and we don't exactly know where all of that is going. Perhaps he had some revelations, but it isn't necessarily clear that humans were going to be raised up above angels. What was he envious of if humans were below him? And let me suggest to you this. Angels are gender neutral. Angels are the ones that are neither male nor female. They're non-binary. Angels, and especially the demons, were envious of this one trait of human beings, that we have gender, that we image God's unity and diversity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we image it in our maleness, femaleness, and ability to make children. That's what the devil hates. So angels, the original non-binaries, the original gender neutrals, demons especially, are the ones that are the authors of the trans movement. They're the ones that have brought it on, specifically for this reason, something that actually my wife pointed out. If we show God when we come together as male and female and create a child, that's exactly what the devil doesn't want to see. He wants to see atheism. He wants to see the absence of God. And that's what you have when you have two genders come together, because there's no baby. There's no third. So that's an anti-trinity. This comes from them. Now, how did this begin to play out? The devil, what did he flood the world with? Confusion. Now, there is a study, and I'm going to link it down below when I find it, where they had several apes and they began giving them hormones. There was one male and the rest were female. I don't know how many females were there. Well, when they began giving the females hormones similar to the pills, first of all, the ape began showing less interest in them, and then he even began mating with other male apes. Now, that simple study, what it shows you is that in biology, when you change up gender, it confuses the other gender. Another instance, I believe, is something like with certain amphibians, when there's no other genders, there's just male, that they'll spontaneously switch so as to continue propagating the species. They'll trans to another gender. This is what's happening with the pill. When you introduce the pill into women, it's like you neutralize their femininity. It's like you turn them into men. And those pheromones that they normally would be emitting, that femaleness that they give off both physically and chemically and spiritually and psychologically, the males stop responding and confusion enters the picture. So when we look at young people today who say that they're gay, who say that they have these desires to transition to another gender, we have to ask, why is that? As Pope Francis famously said, do not judge them. Why shouldn't we judge them? Because maybe we're introducing something into the environment, authored by the demons themselves, to bring in confusion on a chemical level and a psychological and emotional level. And that's the pill. Along with the fact that whenever women are taking the pill, they're peeing all those hormones out into the water, and who knows where and what we're drinking. Now we're finding out that we're drinking and eating fish that have tons of plastic in them. I can't even imagine all the other chemicals and hormones that they have leftovers from human medication. So my friends, it began with that. That began disrupting that interconnection between men and women. It neutralized women, confused men, homosexuality entered into the picture, and then the trans agenda later on. That has been the plan of Satan all along, because he is envious of our gender. He doesn't want us to image God. He wants us to be the absence of God. My friends, we need to understand these realities and have the lens of faith in seeing this to know what to do. This is a spiritual battle, and we need to be brave and courageous. We need to call it out and say what it is, and we need to fight not with the earthly powers, but with those powers of darkness in the heavens, through prayer, through fasting, through the power of the sacraments and sacramentals, and all the weapons that we have at our disposal. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.